Adam, like you're not sure what you do with it yet, it's not called a bittul. And now Mishnah is mashma known that by offer and sroiris, just putting it down stam is called a bittul. Amar Rav Huna, man ton oil is Rav Yosi, enichnami. The Mishnah oil is goes to Koran's Rav Yosi, and he taka argues in our Mishnah. Yeah. So the more Rav Yosi, if it's Rav Yosi, ipcha shemina le. Rav Yosi, we hold just the opposite. The Tanya, Rav Yosi Yomer.
Yeah. Tevin, v'yeinosid lefnoisei. If you have straw there, and you do not have das to take it away, is harehu kisosum, then it has a locha, harehu kistam offer, ubotel. That has the same halacha like you put down stam offer, you put down dirt, timamalarit, stam, without das, yes or no, and it's bottle. Mashenkein offer, let's say you put down dirt, v'osid lefnoisei, and you have das to take it away, is a reyu kistam tevin, then that blight has the same halachon, like you put down a straw stamp without in mind either yes or no, v'loy bottle, and it's not bottle. So I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yossi, that like our Mishnah, that stam offer, if you put down stam dirt to make something sosum, it's called a good steamer. It's filled up, it's going to stay there. Mashenkein straw, that's when you have to have das, not to take it away. So the kitzur were coming out like first that it says in Mishnah Noilis, it's not Rabbi Yossi, Pung Fakert. Rabbi Yossi sheet alone holds good like our Mishnah. So the Mara Enechnami, Elohama Rabasi, Man Tan Ervin, Rabbi Yossi, Pung Fakert. The Tan of our Mishnah in Ervin goes according to Rabbi Yossi. It is Rabbi Yossi that holds the what? That by all form, even stam, when you put down dirt in the charitz here to clog up the charitz, clog up the ditch, even stam dirt is also good. And that's why the Mishnah earlier says that stam offer is no good. That's like it's not according to Rabbi Yossi. And the Chlami Pum Fakert to what we want to say before. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Omar. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua wants to give another teretz. He says, Tumo HaShabbos Keromis? Like what Bechal was the stira from our Mishnah in the Geret Hilcha Shabbos, if you have a charitz, if you have a ditch in between two chatzerim, and you're filling it up with stam offer, stam dirt, that our Mishnah says that is called a stima, that's called you filled it up. And he has to steer it to a Mishnah in Tyrus, that there it says if you fill up the house with offer, it's not called a stima. It's only a stima if you have a ferish of das to mevatlet it, leave it there, if you put sororis. But if you didn't have das to leave it there, it's not called a stima. That was the stima. So the Gemara, he answers, Hanach is a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos is different. The afilo arnaki nami mevatel inish. Even if a person would put his arnaki, his wallet, into the ditch, it would also be called a good bittul for Hilcha Shabbos. Even though for sure, right after Shabbos, a person is going to go and take away his wallet. And nobody wants to throw his wallet in the ditch that has money in it and leave it there. So the pshat is that since on Shabbos itself, the wallet is muksa, so if it's in the ditch on Shabbos, for Shabbos, it's a svar, it's bottled there. You're not going to take it away to Shabbos. That's called a good bittul. Zmeluhua didn't offer. That's why our Mishnah says, if you put some dirt, dirt is muksa. Therefore, minastam, if it's there, it's called a good meat, because on Shabbos it's muksa, you're not going to touch it. Mashenkin, filchus tumah, they were not talking about Shabbos. They were talking about even in the middle of the weekday. So if you have a mace in the house, and you want to fill up the whole house with dirt, that is no cold, it's not called an oil there, there's no avar, there's no space between the mace and the roof. It's a complete continuation with the dirt. So you want to say it's called a good bittul, that there's no oil there. That's only if the offer, you have das to mevatel there, to leave it there. If we don't have das to mevatel there, that will not be called a good bittul. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says another teretz. Vayis acharitz karamis bechlau. What's the theory from our Mishnah that's talking about a charitz, talking about a ditch. So the halacha of Hilchos Teretz is talking about a bayis, talking about a house. Bishleim a charitz, bishleim a by a hole. Our Mishnah we're talking about a charitz, a ditch in between the two chaserim. Limitaimo koi. It's oimit to fill up the ditch. You have a ditch there. Avandi, you're going to fill it up soon. So mele, when you fill it up with stam dirt, that's also called a good filling. Our bias, limitaimo koi. But a house is a house oimit to be filled up. Fakert, and a house you want to live. So mele, when you have the mace in the house, even though you put the offer there, stam, minestam, it's not called a bittul. Because fakert, stam house is aimed to live in, you're zichin to take the dirt out. So it's only mvatul, it's only bottle there, it only makes a good steamer, a good closing, if you have a ferish of das to leave it there. Therefore, there's no steer of Mal Mishnah of a charitz to the aloch of a bayis. The more vaita. Nosen olav naser shereichiv dalad. If you have this ditch in between the two chaserim, so it's called like a hefsik, you have to make two separate Eruv HaTzeris, but lo yitzu, you have like a bridge, a piece of wood going over, you can walk over the piece of wood, which is Rochav Dalad, that makes it like one. That's called like you have a Pesach there. Mar Amar Rav L'Shanu Ela Shanosan Rochbay. As when does this piece of wood have to be wide form, if four tefachim wide, if it's going straight across the ditch. Elo Avol Yorkoy. Let's say you want to piece of wood all along the length of the ditch. Then Afilu Kolshu Nami. Even if this piece of wood is mamish wider Kolshu, it's also Mamayatia. Shirei Mia Toy Midalad. Because now from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch is less than Dalat Tefachim. If there's less than Dalat Tefachim, that's automatically called a Pesach. It's not called like a Hefsek, a Mechitza there, because it's walkable over it. So if you want to put the piece of wood lengthwards, all the way long, along the Charitz, even a Mashu of wood, since right now the Charitz is only wide, Dalat Tefachim. By putting this little wood there, you'd be Mamayit from the Reichiv, that's good. Here then the Mishnah says, V'chein Shtei Gezuz Tarius, Zu Kenei Gezu. We have two balconies sticking out one next to another, and you put a piece of wood connecting one to the other. There's a Pesach. Omar Rava Ho Diyamar. That's how we say the Mishnah's Mashmezu Kenegedzu in. Only if they're one opposite the other. Avezush Loi Kenegedzu Loi. If they're not opposites, no good. Hu Adin Vezu Lamalo Mezu Nami Loi. If one is higher than the other one, it's no good. If one balcony. Loi Moronela Shiesh Ben Zelazesh Loi Shetvachim. They have to be separated three tefachim away or three tefachim higher. Avolain ben zelazesh loishif, they're not three tvachim away, one balcony from the other balcony, then it's called a good echibur. It's called gezustra akumi. It's called like a crooked gezustra. But you could be mechavah the two to make it like a pesach and putting a piece of wood like a bridge across from one balcony to the other balcony, that would be called a good pesach. Yes, Rashi learns zush loikeneged zu means one is burlit more, one sticks out more to the Rishus Rabbin, or else one is higher than the other one. That's only if it's more than three tefachim distance, but less, it's okay. All right, we'll stop here. Told the Mishnah Yedafayim Tes. Miteven shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have two chotzes, and in between them you have a pile of teven of straw. Kivoy asar tefachim. The pile is 10 tefachim high. Is dalocho marvin shnayim ve marvin echad. That's also called a good mechitza. And therefore, they have a mechitza in between the two chotzes, so they can't make an erev together. So you have to bedavka make two separate erevs. And huadin elu machilu mikan, v'yelu machilu mikan. Each chotzer is allowed to go to the pile of tfuah, the pile of straw, and give it to the animal's teat. What about this? We'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is, that we're not afraid merbu will be nismayet on Shabbos, and they'll come to forget about it for next Shabbos, or even this Shabbos will become also to carry out then. But kol zaman it's a mechitza yutfochim, and they made two separate erevs, it's mutter to carry out, and there are a lot of feed to take, give the animals teat from it. What about nismayat hateven miasar tfochim? Let's say since they gave the tfuah teat to the animals, they took away so much, and now the wall became lower than 10 tfochim, so it's not called a mechitza anymore. Then the locher is marvin echod ve'ein marvin shnayim. They bedavka have to make one eruv chetzeres together, these two chotzes, because now it's called one, and they can't make two separate ones. Because now there's no mechitzah in between, it's like one big chotz. Zot Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Obavad shelo yitin l'terech kuposoi v'yachel. That we say in the Mishnah, you're allowed to take the tfu, allowed to take some wheat, and the straw here, and give it to the animals. That's the pshat is, you're allowed to let the animal go and eat it. But you're not allowed to take it in your kuposa. You're not allowed to go with your pail and put the tfu into your pail to give it to the animals. You can't put it into your pail. The yachel. Yeah. So the Gemara, Baluk Mishari. Good. So you say you're not allowed to take it yourself. And the reason is, Rashi says, because if you take it yourself, then we're afraid that you'll take a lot, and then we're afraid that the wall will come down very fast, and you won't have a wall of 10 in between, and it'll become to be an iser. The Rashi says, "Shelo yitein v'yodayim l'terech kuposei dilma shakel tuva." Because if you're going to take mamish with your hands and put it into your pail, you'll take a lot of tefuah. Or mamayit lem yasara, and then you'll make the wall less than 10 tefachim. Because matalto v'chotzer hoi seres, and then one chotzer will come tass around the other chotzer. Or machilim. So even though really for this Shabbos the klal is akivon shutru hutru, on this Shabbos the churut should be mutter. But it's exactly even for next Shabbos. Maybe next Shabbos they won't realize it, and there'll still be samach on the first Erev, and that's no good. Here. So you can't put a lot of tfua into your pail. But what then? You're allowed to put your animal there. Fred Zakimoro, Ulyuk Mishari, but to put your animal right on top of the tfua, teeth. It's mutter. I've Omer Afuni, Omer Rebbe Chanina. My medodim es bemtoy agabi asovim b'shabes. If you have asovim, means grass like that's growing. If it's attached to the ground, then you're allowed to let your behema stand on top of it and eat it. Aber v'yein my medodim es bemtoy agabi mukse b'shabes. But you're not allowed to, I don't know if it's a claw, you're not allowed to really pick up your animal, but you're not allowed to place your animal on top of muksum if the, in other words, if the tfuah was already cut off. But it's muksa. So it's an issum of the rabbanon to touch it. You're not allowed to let your behemoth stand on top of the muksa and eat it. Bishabbos. And the reason is that if your behemoth is standing on top of the muksa and eating it, we're afraid you'll pick it up and give it to the animal to eat. As when the animal is standing on asovim, that's an issum of the raisa. There the grass is still attached, still growing. So there, if you're going to pick it up, you're going to be over the Issa Tlisha, now we're not afraid that the person will make a mistake and pick up some asovim and give it to his animal teeth. Because the Issa Deraisa, so be careful about. Mashenken, if it's only muksa, there is the peiris will cut off already before Shabbos, just a muksa. So you're not allowed to let your animal stand on top of them and eat it, because we're afraid if the person is standing there and watch it, maybe he himself will go and pick up the muksa. So Kashi here is also. So one Shan Rashi is that since this Tevin was a wall in between the two Chatzerim, the Tevin was also Muksa. So Bezoi, how are you allowed to let your animal go and stand on top of the Tevin? Teed it, L'chur Yibahim is eating Muksa, and it's also to put Yibahim on top of the Muksa, because the Gzerim, maybe you'll pick up the Muksa to give it to them. The Rashi says, if the grass is still growing, then it's mutter. We're not afraid. Maybe you come to pick up the grass. Because everybody knows, you're careful about. But if the peiros were cut off already, it's just that's muksa, that's kill to people. The chashinim were afraid, maybe the balabos will pick up the muksa, the peiros, with his hands and give it to the animal. And that's awesome in the rabbonin. Therefore, as a gzeri, not allowed to put your animal on top of the muksa. Now the kashri is, ochinami, kiva, the yisur, the rabbonin, the ikon nechesh. Since there's nesim in the rabbonin here, let's be afraid. So it's a shalom what the yisur rabbonin is. One pshat is, it's al smuksa. And the other pshat is not al smuksa, but you have a mechitza now in between these two chatzers. So each one made a separate eruv. So kol zaman the mechitza is there, then it's mutter. But let's say your behema eats up the mechitza, now it'll become also to carry into one or the other. So it's also as a shalom from issa, you carry from one chatzer to another chatzer without a removing chatzeris. So rabbanon should have been machmir not to let your animal stand on top of the muksa itself, and for the or on top of the tevin itself. And this the Gemara answers, Enechanami, Yitaka not allowed to let your animal stand mamash on top of it, like pick him up and put him on top of the muksa. Now we're talking about Tikoyim lo viapo, the ozlo viyochlo. Now you're not mamash putting the animal on top of the muksa itself, you're just guiding him. Tikoyim lo viapo means you stand in front of him and you just guide him, like you're guiding him to go towards the tevin teeth. So that's mutter. Rashi, the koyim biyapim asnisin lav the mukim lo olob yadayim. Start talking about your mamish putting the animal on top of the muks itself. Elo koyim biyapo shleitelech b'mokam acher. You're just walking in front of it to guide the animal where to go. It shouldn't go to a different place. Viyu oz lo viyochlo. And the animal now really is going by himself. V'kuli hayla gozer rabbonim. In the case where the animal goes by himself to eat the peris, just you're just guiding him where to go, then the rabbonim didn't make any gzeris. It's only gzeira if you, mamish, pick the animal up and put him on top of the muksa. Even though an animal is muksa on Shabbos, I'm not exactly sure you can pick him up. Maybe it just means you're tofus loy, you don't really move him, you stamp tofus loy. But if we're a case where he's mamish on top of the peiros, that's where there's gzeira, you can't let him, you can't be standing there when he's eating on top of the peiros, maybe you come to feed him. But if you just guide him, show him how to get there, that's mutter. So our Mishnah is talking about you just guiding the animals how to get to this wall of tevin, and the animals are allowed to eat it themselves. But you're not allowed to put tevin into your barrel, into your buckets to give to the animal. For the more of our Tanya, we learned like this. If you have a house dividing two chatzeres, nobody living there. Now the house itself, if there wouldn't be any mechitz inside the house, since both chatzers just walk straight through it, they can make one eruv together. But now in the middle of the house, it was filled up with tevin, it was filled up with shrua.
is Alocha Marvin Shnayim Vein Marvin Echad. The straw is like a mechitza, and they can only make now a separate Erev. Each one has to make their own separate Erev, but they can't make one Erev because they can't walk straight through from one chotzer to another chotzer. Because in this house, there's a mechitza there of Tevin. Now, here it says, Zen Nois Notech Kuposer V'yachol, V'zen Nois Notech Kuposer V'yachol. Here, though, both chotzers, the people of both chaterim are allowed to come and take the tfuah, take the straw, and put it into their basket. So Chorutz Shvei Mishnah says, we're learning now, Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to put it into your basket. And the other Brisa says, Klo, you are allowed to put it into your basket. So the Brisa just says, Nismaya tatevim yutchochim, let's say when you keep on using this wheat, you're using the straw. Now the mechitz in the house becomes less than 10 tefachim. The lochrish neyim asurim. Both of them takarosa now. Since both chotzes have a right to walk straight through, there's no more mechitz in between. They're both also. Ketzer voisa. What's the etzer? What do you have to do now in this Shabbos? Noyel es beisoy. You have to lock up the door of your house. Or mavat les reshusin. Then one chotzer can be mavatul their reshus to the next chotzer. That's the etzer. And then who also? The person that's mevatel is reshus, he's also to carry out from his house into the chotzer, v'chaveru mutter. But the other person, I'll call upon him, is mutter. So I'll call upon him, here you see what, that on Shabbos itself, if the mechitza gets broken down, here we say it's osir, that he can't carry out from your house. And hereby says, we don't say this svarim, that since the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter, it remains hutter the whole Shabbos. We'll soon see why not. So I'll call upon him, when the mechitza comes down less than 10 tefachim, now it's osir to carry out from your house, unless one person is mevatel his reshus to the other person. So the more of a chena to oimeh begoyiv shel tevin, the same thing you have if you have a ditch of tevin full of straw, shebein beis tchum eshabis. The locha, that exactly out of your tchum, out of your payamama, that's where this ditch of tfu ends. So now it's a very long ditch, and it's mamash in the middle, that on the right side of the ditch belongs to the tchum of this city. That's the end of their payamama. And the middle of the ditch to the other side left is the Alpayim Mama for the other city. So each city is allowed to come and take tefuah from this ditch, and we don't make gzera, maybe they'll go to the other side of the ditch and take chutz tchum. No, since they're mutter to go to half of the ditch, they're allowed to take the tefuah on their side. And within the people on the other chutzer, they can take their tefuah, even though by them, this is the end of the tchum. And we don't make gzera, maybe you go to the other side and go chutz tchum. So the Gemara, I call upon him, Ketoni Mies, and this Bryce it said, Zeh nois notech kuposa v'yachal, that if you have this house, and there's a mechitz inside the house full of tevin, each one is allowed to take their basket and fill it up with tevin. And now so it's not like Rav Huna. Zeh nois notech kuposa v'yachal. And if the Gemara, Teretz Amri, Bayis is no sushtel, the house is different. Kivon diyiko mechitz of a tikro. Since a house has a roof to it, is ki mifches min kirolei milsa. You have a house, and the chur, you have mechitzas going up in the house. Everybody could tell when the mechitza comes down, there's not going to be a mechitza anymore. Since you have a roof, you could tell. At the beginning, it was kamat, the mechitza almost up to the roof. Now, when you keep on eating up the tefuah, and the mechitza comes down, you could tell how far away it is from the roof. So it's nicker that the mechitza is going down, so we don't make any gzera that maybe on Shabbos it become less than 10 tefachim and you still carry out. Because if it does become less than 10 tefachim, since you have a roof, you could tell. Mashenkin Hocha, here in our Mishnah Stam, we're talking about outside, in the middle of a chutzer, there's a mechitza straight out of straw. It's le minkur le milsa. Here we can't tell so much the difference between 10 tefachim and less than 10 tefachim. So even though at the beginning it was taller than 10 tefachim, but if you're going to start taking the tefuah into your buckets, we're afraid that you'll take so much on Shabbos, and it'll become less than 10 tefachim, and you won't realize it, because there's no roof to judge by how far down it went. So therefore, we're making zero. You're not allowed to take the tevin with and put it into your bucket for your dayim, because that's called taking a lot. Now the etzer is just take a little bit. I mean, just let the animals eat themselves. For that, we don't make an zero. So that we're not afraid of. So the Gemara in this price it said nismaya tatevin yasar tefachim shneim asurim. In the case of the mechitza became less than 10 tefachim on Shabbos, so both of them are rosa. So the Gemara ho asar shori, but if it's up to 10 tefachim, then it's still mutter. So what are we talking about here? You have a house in between two chatzerim, and you have a mechitz now inside the house, a shvachra mechitza, made up of tevin coming up. So he's saying, when it comes down, if it's still exactly 10 tefachim, it's kosher. Still called the good mechitza, and each chatzer makes their own erev chatzeris. If it comes less than 10 tefachim, then we look like we have no mechitza here, then one asks on the other one. So the Gemara of the Yafagav the Midlet Tikratuva, even though this Mechitzanal Teres came down less lower than the wall than the roof. Is a Chura Shema Mina Mechitza Shein Magias Latikra Shimon Mechitza. We had a machlokes about this before in the Ayin Beis. Machlokes Beisil and Beis Shammai. We have five people living in one traklim. You have one palace there, one big room. We have five chaburas living there. And each chabur made a little mechitza going up. So there we said that if the mechitzas don't reach the roof, so everybody's masking, it's not called a good mechitza inside the house. And kula bais is called chad. The machlokes was when the mechitzas went up to the roof. On that, Beis Shammai said it's called the good mechitza, and still Beis Hillel said no. Since the shvachra mechitzas, it doesn't divide it up. But Rakol Ponim here was saying it's a shvachra mechitza. It's not a good mechitza. In the middle of a house, you have a mechitza of Paris. That's a very bad mechitza. It's not worse than we had before. Stomp curtains in the middle of the house, and there we said if the curtains don't reach the ceiling, it's not called a good mechitza. And here it's mashman. It's a good mechitza. And the Gemara name Amar Abaya Hocha Bebayish Loisha Osir. I tell you, no, we're talking about the house is only tall 13 tfochim, chosemashu, less a little bit, askinan. The teven asara. And the teven, this mechitza made up of the straw, is 10 tfochim high. So if it's 10 tfochim high, that's within then 3 tfochim of the roof, that we say lovud, so it's considered like a touch the roof. But enachnami, we're only talking about a case where this mechitza does touch the roof. But if the mechitza would not reach the roof, avada would not be called a good mechitza. So talking about the whole roof ceiling is only 13 lesser mashu tall. So if the tevin is 10 tefachim high, you say love, it's like attached to the roof. Rehafun the bread of Yeshua Amar, afilu teimel beis asara. Afilu teimel, no, it's a very low house. No tikra is only 10 tefachim high, that's all. So and what are we talking about? The tevin, I'll tell you, shivu mashu. And this mechitza only has to